Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Yvonne. I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you today, sir?
Yes, I have noticed charges on my card that I don't believe that I'm making.
Okay, sir. Could you give me your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 16428.
And your name?
John Lewandowski.
Lewen, sir.
It's Lewandowski.
A-N
Owski.
O-W S-K-I. Okay, sir. Hold on just one moment.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a way of telling me what these charges are for and how they were made?
Well, I can pull your account up. Let me get your account first, sir, and I can let you know what's going
Okay.
on. Okay. Haven't found your account yet, sir. You wouldn't be happy to share their account or use another name, would you? Okay.
No, I certainly wouldn't.
I'm talking about like your wife or something like that, sir.
No.
I'm sorry. Okay. That's why I was asking. Okay, so I haven't found your account yet. I still got some to go.
In what line of business are you folks in?
I'm a third party customer support. So,
oh, okay.
Where did this come from? Hold on just one moment, sir.
Okay.
Council, thank you. Let me put your name in here, John, because it's not finding it. Okay, John.
Well, it sure found my account number somewhere.
That's what I'm trying to find to believe it.
It's very strange because I was looking at my bank statement and there's a charge from November 29th for $695.
You must
And then one. And then one from, well, today's the second, right?
Yes.
For $68.89.
You must, I'm not saying you don't have an account because I'm sure I'm not looking at it right now. So I'm putting your last name in, but I'll put it with your first name. It won't allow us to do that, put everything in one spot. You have to separate it.
okay.
Come on. Okay. A-N-W-S-K-I. Pretty please. I found your account.
Oh, okay.
It must have been the pretty please. So can you verify your address for me, John, for me, please?
Yes, it's 4020 Haskell Road in Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Say that again. Verify that again.
Yes, 4020.
Okay, what's your phone number?
Okay, 814.
No, we have the wrong
844.
One. We have the wrong one, John. This one is, the phone number is 586-665. That's the part when I said open to find your account. Because sometimes it's 45, John. Okay, hold on just one moment. Let me go back to doing this.
Okay.
Okay, so order... Okay, so how we can do this? Okay, I'll go back and I'll put your name in again. Everybody don't have the same email or nothing, so I'm gonna start there.
Okay.
Make sure I get you. You're the right John. Like,
right.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if I was saying that correctly. Everybody don't have the same name as that, so emails are different. So I'll
put
that in and then ask you to verify it, and then I know I have the right John account.
Okay.
Okay. Cross your fingers. Okay, John. So, John Lewinsky. Okay, verify your email.
Okay, it's J. lew4020@gmail.com.
Okay, how about these or Yahoo's? So, they're yahoo.com.
Uh-uh. Nope, Gmail is the only account I
that's
have.
That's why I was going to ask you your email because everybody doesn't have it. And so all of these, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Okay, we're gonna. Okay. So, how about? I guess I would have to try a phone number, cause the address to verify your address. Could you give me the number, please?
Sure, 814-844-7188.
88. Okay, let's see if that'll work. I'm so, thank you for waiting. But like I said, sometime that happened. I didn't think that was going to happen. So I did try. I don't know what's going on with all of the Johns on there. You usually can't find a John. I found your last name and first five times.
Okay, so it's J-O-H-N.
Oh no, I got your. I have the.
Oh, okay.
The which time I'm just trying your phone number. and see how that will that find you. The Tourette's John that I'm looking for. And no, it didn't. Okay, John, we did the phone number, the first name, the zip code. Okay. Okay, do your email, John, again.
Okay, JLEW 4020@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's JLEW 4020@gmail.com.
4020.
Okay, I have that. Okay.
Okay.
Email. Okay. Gmail. Okay, fingers crossed. No, John. I don't know what's going on, but the Johns I have is not the same John as you. The last ones, I don't know what to do because I've checked in both places. And we have used your email, your phone number, your first name, which was five of you guys, your zip code, and it still didn't bring me to your account. So,
okay,
you're
certainly billing me somehow.
Okay. Okay, so can you just, I guess, give a call or go to your bank and see where the charges are coming from, John, just to be on the safe side? Because I did find five of you guys, and your email was
They are coming from Extraordinary Quality, GA.
I don't know if that's a club. We do gadgets, John. That's why I said you need to ask. We don't do clothing, shoes, anything like that. We just do gadgets like book bags. What else we do? Handheld vacuums, tools, just little things like gadgets that you might use in your house or something. So I don't know what's happened. You saw that I really did try to find it. So you might want to check at your bank to see where the charges are going to, because I can't tell what's going on because I don't have your account in front of me, sir.
Huh, because it's coming up as Extraordinary Quality GA, and the phone number that I used. So I don't know what other information I could possibly
unless
get.
Unless you want to try back at another time, but I am not pulling your account up at this moment.
Okay, well, that being the case, could it be somebody else's account using my card?
Not to put that thought there, but if you're not sure you didn't do this or somebody gotten hold to your card, that could be. I'm not saying that's what happened, but you don't know about the charge. So this charge, if it's not a gadget or skin product or anything like that, we don't have your account, John. That's what I'm saying. If it's not any of those things I just named off, we don't have your account. So we do have other companies where they have customer support where they do other things than we do, and it could be there. That's why I said to check with your bank and see where the person that's charging you, who's charging you for that, because it isn't here for real.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice day, sir. Thank you. Okay.